Blog Talk Radio.
Show. Hope you guys having a wonderful, wonderful evening, night on this East Coast area where I'm at right now in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's been a very, very interesting week. The weather here on the East Coast it's been raining a lot down here. I won't say the East Coast, say the Southeast. Rain a lot. I hope the weather is better on the West and other places, but of course, that's how the weather goes. You never know. The music that you're hearing, I just heard earlier, that's Shani Morrell Holtz. Shani Morrell Holtz, she's out of that Houston, Texas area. Okay, Shani can be booked on certain events from that you guys may want to have for parties, looking at the events for weddings, etc. You can go to LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. Find Shani Morrell Holtz. She's very, very talented, and I always say her band is fantastic. She's really, really good. Make sure you guys look at it, look up, check out. Also, too, I want to talk about what you guys make sure you paid attention or get a chance to go to John Stewart address in Congress about the 911 rescuers and responders not suffering and some dying from illnesses from that huge devastation that was here in the United States. And many lives was lost, et cetera. So I want you guys to go to John Stewart address, very, very powerful address. John Stewart, of course, late night HBO stand-up, show he has on HBO, John Stewart. Also, in the news, too, we have Big Poppy. You guys have prayers going out to him, getting well. And he was actually shot at a nightclub, Louisville, Columbia. And hopefully he reached a very, very soon, fast recovery. I tell you one thing, if that was an NFL player that had been in a situation like that, just been shot and not even in the area of being in that type of trouble, where trouble came to him, he'd probably be out the league. Sorry I said that, but yeah, that's another topic. Again, hopefully his recovery comes fast. Also, too, we're looking at, and Big Poppy, of course, the Boston Red Sox. You guys know he is. Fantastic, awesome baseball player. Now, I want you guys to pay attention to something that's coming up in around August, mid-August. Chris Archinard, okay, that's Calcusa Parish. He's running for police jury. That's District 10. And it's basically where these prisons rebuild, restore, and revitalize. Chris Archinard, okay, for police jury. Let me tell you about this guy. Chris Archinard. Get a chance, Google it. I played with Chris, and and my older brother. He was in between both of us at Grambling State University. Fantastic, fantastic gentleman. Great guy. Chris was running back. Even back then, he felt like he wanted to run for something. That's how he was. Chris was, and everyone knows that, he was always a fine gentleman. And one thing about Chris, guys, if you guys, hopefully get the votes and get the election, we'll talk more about it as time gets to that time for election. But one thing about it, he's true. He's true. You want a good man on your side, it's hard to beat him. That's Chris Archinard. We'll get back to that as time going on. Just kind of put that alert out there for you guys. I think that's right enough for the news right now. It's many of the news. Oh, for you guys, for your Democrats and Republicans, we had Donald Trump made a statement about Biden, said he was a little slow and mentally and physically. So we hopefully, we can get it right. Whoever you guys vote for, pay attention to the election, make sure we go out and vote. That was funny. It was. The topic, episode 63, what are your priorities in life? That's what we'll be discussing tonight. We also, too, pretty soon we have Ron Yarbrough, our co-host, to come in and join us. But what are your priorities in life? That's what we're going to discuss tonight. And getting into the topic, it's a lot about priorities. I'm going to talk about my priorities and others. But the definition of priority is the fact or condition of being regarded or treated as more important. The safety of the country takes priority over any other matter. Prime concern, first concern, most important consideration, okay? Most pressing matter, matter of greatness, importance, primary issues. And there's more about that. It's a thing that is regarded as more important than another. It says a thing that is regarded as more important than another. Okay, that's what we're talking about, is priority and priorities. And we have on that priority situation, we have, we're going to talk a lot about how God is going to play so much of a factor in the priorities, because the fact is that it's kind of hard to not have God as a priority. But we're going to also too talk about how, we're not going to talk about too much about the people that doesn't believe in that. But there, of course, there are people that do not prioritize God first in their life and are at all in their lives. But I want you to read you some of this German article, German writer, Johann Wolfgang. He wrote this. Very, very, this is pretty good right here. He said, things which matter most must never be at the mercy of things which matters less. Read that again. He says, things which matters most must never be at the mercy of things which matters least. Okay? That's something to think about. I'm going to come back to that during the show. Also, too, we're going to talk about how setting the right priorities is virtually important for success. Okay? You find a lot of us in life right now today, we have not put our priorities right. And I can say in my times, I don't hear it too much for men, but I remember years ago, when I was working for Ford after I was playing ball. And one of the ladies that was one of the product specialists, she said, you don't have your priorities. You need to put your priorities, priorities straight. And she was right. And sometime, and even today, I'm still battling with my priorities. What should be in, I know what's first, but sometimes you get distracted and some of your priorities in life can fall a little bit offset. But I'm going to give you some biblical terms too. And like I said, we're going to come back to what I just mentioned a while ago about how the German writer Johann Wolfgang, he said, things which matters most must never be at the mercy of things which matters the least. I'm going to go over here to a biblical term here. I'm going to go over here to this biblical term, and I want you guys to check this out here. I'm going to Exodus chapter 5th verse. It said, "You should not bow down to them or serve them." He's meaning other gods. "For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, visiting the visiting of other fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me." Okay? That's pretty good stuff now. My dad always told me, say, God is a jealous God. And when you cross the line and get way out of bounds, he will definitely show you. He will show you how jealous he is. He'll put you back in line real quick. Real quick. Luke 12, chapter 22nd to 24 verses. He said, "And he said to his disciples," he said, "therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." Okay? Listen to this again. "And he said to his disciples," he said, "therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." Okay? Now, we all have that all messed up today. That's just upside down. "Consider the ravens." All right? He said, "Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?" We need to pay close attention to that. Very, very close attention to that. Because we have, as so many of us today, I think more of us have our priorities wrong than many of us today have our priorities right. I think priorities wrong is about 60, 65, 70%. And the priorities right is, yes, that other 30%, if you're saying 70. So that's just my opinion. Someone could look at it differently, but that's just my opinion on the priorities, how they differ in a sense. I mean, you can look around today, everything is so of a distraction. So of a distraction. It's it's about me. Materialistic, of course. And you go back to what I said about that, Luke 12, chapter 22nd to 24 verses. It said, "And he said to his disciples, therefore," it said, "I tell you, do not be anxious about your life." Okay? My mom used to say, running and ripping. When you're running and ripping, what she was saying was that you move so fast, you're not paying attention, and you're running over your priorities. You're missing your priorities. Okay? They're out of line. So, and that's the same thing the young lady told me. She said, "You need to get your priorities right." It's funny because I think she was mad at me about something, but still, she said, "You need to get your priorities right." And I was like, yeah, but I did think about it later. And yes, it was true. You need to pay attention to that yourself sometimes. Some people tell you that, and you may not pay attention to it, but it's so true. And it says, "For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, they neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn." Okay? So pay attention to that, guys. Pay attention to that. It's very, very important. Okay? I'm going to go over here to about putting God first in your life. Okay? This should be your first priority. My priority is this. This is the priority for me. My priority has been God first. Okay, it's been between, and sometimes sometimes I kind of juggle my family and God as running neck and neck, and you forget about putting God first in your life. And then I go, it's been more or less like family, God. Then from there, my part is in family, God, and then friends, and then myself. Well, family, God, friends, myself. Well, family, God, myself, and friends, like neck and neck, like, you know, like straddling the fence, but I shouldn't be doing. Where realistically, I'm going to say realistically, it definitely should be God first. Okay. Then just me, it's going to be hard just put me first and my family, because without my family, you understand that in life you would have some direction that you have. I'm not saying all direction, but direction. Now, and at the end, you got to understand this too. All of us have family. Okay? Whether you have a biological, or have a mother and father that you knew growing up, okay? You still had family. Your family could be a loved one that cared for you, that cared for you all through your life. It doesn't matter. That's family. But at the end of the day, when I talked about it earlier, that God is a jealous God, okay? He's a jealous God, and he knows when you're not paying attention to him. I'm a living witness to that, okay? He knows when you're not paying attention to him, okay? So it should be God first. We have to all not forget about that. God is first. Then you can start your priorities. But God is first. Once you put God first, you'll be able to see and understand life better than what you've been seeing it. And not your materialistic things. Okay? That comes later because of what works with God. You can be able to buy materialistic things or wear certain clothes or have certain things in life. And then, of course, your family. I'm going to read you this. Putting God first is in your priorities, this is what happens. There are so many things that clamor for our attentions, okay, and devotion. Our jobs, okay? Many of us want to put our jobs first. Our jobs are our God. But then we lose our job, you find some people commit suicide because they lose a job. I know it's a very minimum, but it don't matter. The thing is, it's wrong to even to do such an act over a job. Now, if you had God in your life, you would be like, you know what? Plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F. When you miss the God, miss God, you don't have any plan after that. The plans start to vanish. You can't think. Okay? They become very, very clogged-minded. You know. Sometimes like me, sometimes my thinking is off. But you have to pay attention to that. Okay, devotion, our jobs, your kids, our spouses, our hobbies. Many of us, we want to have a family. I live for my kids first. No, it wouldn't be for God, you wouldn't have no kids. Okay, wouldn't be for your family prior to that, you wouldn't have those kids. Then we go, our spouses. I love my husband. I love my wife. I love my boyfriend. I love them. Okay? Well, how do you get to love them? Your family and God. And before that, God was over all them. See, it's so easy to get the priorities confused. You're thinking right now, you're like, oh, Steve, what are you talking about? No, I do know what I'm talking about, because the fact that that's the way it is. That's the lineup. That's the way it's supposed to be lined up. You just forgot. Like myself, I didn't forget, but I'm saying sometimes you get comfortable and you forget who the real leader is. Okay? So going back, then we go, our hobbies. Okay, I have to go do my walk today. I just want to go, I want to go over here, spend some time over here with my friend. Just any of your hobbies. You find people now, especially in this city. Now, I try to get to church as much as I can. I grew up in church. Now, some people that believe in God, they don't go to church. But you understand, sometimes we have to study. You have to study sometimes. Sometimes read. Say a prayer. Okay? But don't get your hobbies so confused. You find these days people putting their hobbies first in everything. Even on Sundays, they're looking for Sunday to do their hobbies, not to, or anytime, every day, and just forgotten about who's number one. God. He's a jealous God. He may not act on it now, but he will act on it down in the future. And in the future, he will act on it. So you got to pay attention to that. And you look at what are our priorities. These days, you'll find most of us these days, many of us these days, is our cell phone. Okay? I remember when, I'm going to tell my age right now, but I remember when I had a pager. Okay? I can remember when, of course, you know, I was young, didn't have a phone. I remember when you have the rotary phone. You dial at home and it takes forever for that nine to go through that next number to go through. It just takes forever. But I remember that. Now that our cell phone is our best friend. Our cell phone is so dependent upon. If things move faster, but still in God's eyesight, it moves when it's supposed to move. Didn't it say earlier, it said don't be rushing? See, I was saying about don't be rushing earlier, and we were rushing. He said, don't rush. But there we go, rushing. Okay? So you got to pay attention to that. Our cell phones now are a priority. Okay? Now, you go back to 12, chapter 22nd, 24th verse. It's going to explain to you about being in a rush. Okay? Mom used to tell me, and I said it again. Anytime you rush, you're going to forget something. Okay? And that's according to life, your priorities. You have to pay attention to your order of priorities. And everyone, you might be a person like, well, I don't prioritize. Yes, you do. You have a calendar. You're going to prioritize. You're prioritizing already. You have an order. But you got to make sure your order is right. And forget the important things. Number one is God, okay? And number two should be your family, okay? Or if not number two, definitely number three. Number two may be you. Most of us in this world today, we'll find that our priority first is money. Money's number one. Well, let me tell you about the money. You got to think about how do you get to the money. When you were a little boy, you weren't thinking about no money. You probably say you didn't need it. However, it wasn't for your family, you wouldn't be where you're at today. Before that, it wouldn't be for God. Your family wouldn't be safe and made it to have you where you're at today. So God is number one at the end of the day. He controls it all. Look at social media. I find myself. Sometimes I have to go on the computer sometime at night, looking at little movies and things like that. You just feel like now you're so dependent upon that phone. And I understand, too, we have to have the phone when you're doing business. However, don't let it distract you so far off. You have to spend time with your families, okay? Our cell phone plus social media versus time with our families. That's what's going on. So you're spending so much time with social media and your cell phone that you're missing the one-on-one time with your family, your loved ones, and your friends because you're somewhere else. Your mind is so gone, you could get all the touch, feel, senses, the whole nine. You're forgetting all about that. Because your phone, you're becoming in a computer. You be just like the computer. You run with the computer, don't even know it. So you got to pay attention to that. What are our priorities? Next, you look at exercise and healthy living, okay? Exercise and healthy living versus working too much, being a workaholic. You know, I'm from an area in the country, Louisiana, and I've heard my whole life is go work. I'm going to work. They love to say I'm going to work. I understand you got to work. You have to make money. You have to make a living. Yes, you do. But you understand, how'd you get that job? Who started that? Like, you got to back up. You got to back up and say, well, how did I get here? How realistically, how did I get here? Not because, my dad got in contact with this particular person when I was younger, my mom. Well, how did they get there? Family. God. Okay? Priorities. Those should be at the top of your list. That's what I'm talking about. Those, God number one, family two. Okay? Because if it wasn't for your family, you wouldn't be where you're at today. Okay? Now, from your exercising and healthy living, exercise is good. It's a good thing, and I'm 100% behind it. And staying healthy. You have to watch the way you organize and prioritize your living, your lifestyle. You have to pay attention to it. You can do that. I'm going to come back to to some others in a minute. I'm going to go to, I found this here saying distraction from the truth. Give me 1 second. I have a caller here. Call over to the Steve Anderson radio show.
Stevie Durrell.
Durrell. It sounds like one of my lost cousins. It sounds like one of my lost cousins way back. way back. I don't even know how long it's been. I still know
got
this voice.
Best
though.
Jump in the family. Best jump in the family.
Charles Holy. That's who I'm talking to. Charles Holy. Charles, how you been, man?
I've been maintaining, cuz I'm doing good. I'm cancer free. You know, just one kidney holding me together, so I'm good, brother.
Man, it's so good to hear your voice, man. I still remember you running through the house that time, and you couldn't make that turn, and you ran to the wall. Man.
And my son asked me about that every time. He was, Dad, what happened to your hair right there?
Yeah, you couldn't make that turn. For your listeners, this is my cousin. This is my first cousin off my dad's sister. This is her son. And Dorothy, beautiful, beautiful lady. This is her son, and he's an awesome, awesome cousin. And I heard some music behind you. Were you in the car or something? You're part of the car, right?
Actually, I had you on my other phone, and so it's listening. Hold on, let me turn this down.
Okay.
I'm in the car. My son's birthday. They just came from celebrating his birthday.
Oh, man, I'm glad you had time to call in, man, and happy birthday.
Man, I've been trying to call in because I've been trying. I appreciate it. I've been trying to call in, man, but I'd be so busy because normally they have practice. Either they have football,
right.
My daughter at football practice, or my other daughter at AU basketball practice or something. So it's like, and the other one that you all were speaking on another week, I really – I left you a message. I really could relate to that one, you know, in regards to the – not to get off the topic what you have now, but,
you
know, talking about
the
adversity and you know, having to maintain through adversity and then all that, you know, what I had to go through, you know, blaming people and being angry at the world because I was uprooted. You know the story. I was uprooted from Michigan when my mom got sick and had to go down to Louisiana,
right.
which was a culture shock to me, you know.
Right.
And the kids right. made fun of me how I talk, because I talk, you know, with the Michigan accent, you know, and,
right.
and being different and all that and all those different things. And you know how we grew up, you know, it wasn't
right.
easy, you know, and I was angry about that, man, all my life I was angry
mm-hmm.
about that. You know,
mm-hmm.
and I had to catch myself the other day, and about a week or two ago, and I was, you know, like you say, you be complaining and worrying about and being in your mood about it, but you know, the life that I provide for my children right now is the life that I wanted,
right.
and I asked
right.
myself, would I rather have had that life and my kids have the life that I had, or would I rather be able to provide the life that they're living now? And hands down, I would rather my kids live how they're living now, opposed to living how I did. Because how I was living is what allowed me to be where I am today. You know,
right.
And I just had to be, you know, good cousins that look after me, man. I tell my kids,
mm-hmm.
I can remember when I could just call you, you would wire me money or have Nikki bring me clothes over to NLU. Yeah, when I was going to school over there, man, and all these different
things,
you know,
about
sending
those
me
days,
shoes
man.
And stuff.
I forgot about those old days, man.
I ain't forget about none of that. No, because I don't forget about none of that, man. I don't forget any of that, man. I remember all that. I tell my kids about it, you know, and I take them, I'm showing pictures of, like, the house that we grew up. I, you know, remember, you know, it was a treat for us to come over to y'all house, you know, because,
right.
you know, the difference in the living circumstances and situations and stuff like that, man, and just, you know, the things, different things I learned through the way, whether it's from you or Anthony or how the influence that I had on Scotty with me being, you
right.
know, older than him, you know,
right.
so just different
right.
things like that, man. But like you said, you
well,
know,
well, you know, hey, well, you know, go ahead. Well, you know, you came when you came home, man. You know, that's why I was talking about family and. We have also too. You remember Ryan Yarbrough? I played ball with the Jets. He's on the line too right now. All pro, all
yeah,
truly.
Yeah.
Ryan Yarbrough. Ryan Yarbrough.
Yeah, I got the
and,
car.
But,
I got cars. I have your cars.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Man,
but you
I
know,
really appreciate you, cousin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yarbrough, I got to get yours signed though. Steve's autographed. I got to get yours autographed. I'm right down here in San Antonio, New Brunswick. I'm right down the street.
But I ain't nothing but a word.
Yes, sir.
But you know too, you know, we're talking about the priorities in life. What are your priorities in life? And I was just saying like three. I was saying
mm-hmm.
God, family, and then sometimes put myself behind that. But the thing
yep.
about it, we was talking about the family. Like when you came home, see, you maybe have a certain condition you was living in, but we was waiting
mm-hmm.
on you to come home to have a good time. You know, so we love you coming home from Michigan. And we treat you
yeah.
and still today like a brother and always will till the day we die. And I'm glad you haven't,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad in so many ways and thankful, you know, that you're still moving, you're still kicking, you're staying positive and you, but in my eyesight, you always still been, y'all understand that we call him McGreedy. That's what that was his nickname. We get McGreedy.
McGreedy.
So,
yep. McGreedy.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, and y'all brother tell you about this. We talked about the family and the loved ones. And I know you guys have kids that's, you know, going to school, competing in academics and in sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, yeah, man, I forgot about those times. You know, you just do what you do. You know, you just
yep.
help what you can help and just keep moving. Don't think about what you've done, you know, and. You know, it kills me today. I hear some rappers talking about what they're giving and what they're doing. Just do it, man. Don't be talking about it. You know, just
don't talk about
you
it.
Do
it don't mean
up.
Anything.
Yeah. 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 It doesn't. It's gone now. You know, it's gone. But,
yeah.
But, well, I was going to say, yeah, but what do you,
well,
but,
let me,
but,
not
but,
to cut
Charles,
you off, but in regards to like, you know, like with priorities, man, you know, I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm divorced again. And, but for
that's
me,
right.
man, my life, my life, man, I have seven kids, three of which,
yep.
I mean, three are not my biological kids, but I've been raising them since they was like 8 months and four, you know, between the kids. So I have seven kids. There's my kids because I understand what it feels like
yes.
not to have a father and not be there. And in my life right now, I'm single. I work for the government, and I'm retired from the military. I have a house, you know, vehicle, you know, and they be like, man, you need to start doing this and do this for yourself. And that's fine and good, and I do. But at the same time, my priority is my kids.
Yeah.
If you see my stuff on social media, you seldom see a picture of me. All you see is my kids. Because that is my priority. You know, I want to shoot up to Houston and hang out this weekend. My daughter has an AAU tournament in Dallas. I got to go to Dallas. I coach my son's football team and my daughter's football team. Hey, we got a football game. I can't do that. Just, you know, during the week, you know. So for me, my priority and family run in line. You know, of course, God is at the top of that, of course. But the family and the priority for me is my kids, man. The family and kids, it runs in together because that is my immediate family. You know, that's just like last year when they was getting ready to take my kidney, when they found the cancer and stuff in me. My daughters, my two grown daughters, and I'm about to be a grandfather, by the way. My other daughter graduated from college last month, and that makes her the second generation for me out of, you know, from mama's kids to graduate from college, you know. And so all these little intricacies makes a difference, you know, when you look at what's important. You know, like you said, you know, the money. I could say, you know, man, I tell my kids this. I'm like, man, I had my son, both of my boys, one of them play running back. They play receiver and stuff. I'm like, y'all got like three, like, well, they're your second cousins, but like cousins that been there, done that. You know, I understand. I see that. But the important thing is, like you said, you know, when you give it back, what you and Yarborough are doing right now, you know, the lie, like Yarborough, you said it in one of the last ones when y'all had Randy on the line. You were just speaking about, you know, it means so much to you. If you help one person, that means more to you than if whatever big pass you caught or what big touchdown you scored, you know, because that means, you know, humanity. That's just, you know, y'all. I'm sure y'all paid attention to the game the other night, last night. I didn't see it. But, you know, how the people were cheering when the guy got hurt, when Durant got hurt.
With Durant. Durant
that's
got
not,
hurt, yeah.
Yeah, Durant got hurt. There's nothing humane about that. You know, there's nothing humane about that. You know, and so it's just, and I was telling my kids that, you know, and it's just all of the things, man, that you learn through life. Steve, you know, it's some hard times out there in the country, boy. It's some hard living out there, man. It's some hard living. And so I had to get on my kids, you know, about taking things for granted and persevering. You don't remember this. I remember everything. I got cars and stuff that you would never believe. And you would try to get them from me if you knew I had them. But, like, I remember when Uncle Austin, you was playing in the state championship game the 2 days before, and Uncle Austin went out there to the country and got clay dirt and put a spat around you because you had a high ankle sprain in the game prior to that. I remember all that stuff, man. When you had the braces, we used to race the train. The train would be going. We were down to Grandma's house. We'd be racing the train. We would pick a car and race the train to so far down in the woods. Then you used to eat this raw spaghetti that you used to chew them all the time. I remember all that stuff. I don't forget none of that.
You going back, man.
Get him, little Gritty. Get him, little Gritty. Get him.
Y'all, I forgot the date.
Get him, Gritty. Talk to me.
They called me McGreedy, and I hated it because people made fun of me. And he was the first person to say his name, Charles. Call him Charles. And now to this day, when people like when we went to the when we go to the reunion, we go do stuff like that. I'm like, I'm agreed. I'm Doris the baby boy. You know, I don't. You know, now I don't care. I don't. It doesn't matter. But he was the first person to say his name is Charles. Call him Charles. Don't call him McGreedy. He don't like that. He don't like that. You know, just all little stuff like that. You know. I remember we were playing basketball out there in the country, and you jumped and you slipped, you hit your hand on the pole and got a sprint in your hand. You're like, oh, that's some money right there. Let's stop this right now. This is like right after you got drafted and we got to mess around. Just all of the things, man. Right. I don't forget that. I remember you, and I'm going to say this, and we can get back to the topic. You know, you put me on on your three-wheeler. Y'all had the three-wheeler when we first came down there, and you was letting me ride, and I was in front of you, and I pushed the gas. You're like, boy, I ain't tell you to push the gas. You just ride.
Yeah. Hey, you
Y'all, bro, yeah. I got some stories for you, y'all, bro. If you ever want to know something, I got some stories for you.
I love it. You know I do.
that's why Stevie over there laughing, because he know.
Yeah, I got some stories for you, man. Mr. Congeniality. Yeah, he's Mr. Congeniality. Yeah, all that. I know all that, man.
Hey, man, we got to keep some things quiet. We got to keep some things quiet on the radio. I mean, Rhonda tell you the same way. You know what the accomplishments and the things that how, and Ryan Yarbrough, that's the thing about Ryan, I love about Ryan is that our attitude is just like yours, Charles, about how, you know, you help, don't look back. You just help and go. You're not expecting this return. Okay, something happened on the road. God bless and thank you. You're appreciative and move on and you just go to the next. And the things you're telling me, man, I never would have thought about those things until you called tonight. And I appreciate it. And, that's good stuff. But on the property, we're gonna get another show and talk about some of that, some of those things. You have to bring you back on another topic for sure, and we'll talk about that. But I'm glad to hear your voice, man. And yeah, for your listeners, he had cancer. He's back cancer free. Very, very positive person. Could have played in the NBA. He was just that good with basketball. God gave us different routes for a reason. And and I'm glad to hear your voice, and I'm glad you called in. Love you as always, and so for reunion of reunion up in Michigan this year. So hopefully I see you there.
Oh, let me tell you this, Steve. Have you seen the shirt?
What part
they messed up the shirt. Muskegon. They messed up the shirt.
What part of Michigan? You said Muskegon.
In Muskegon.
Oh,
in Muskegon and Grand Rapids.
No, I
look,
know.
Look, they got O'Neal on the shirt, Stevie. For
granddaddy
name, they got O'Neal.
We're gonna talk about it.
Hey, John. Congratulations on overcoming the cancer. One and two. Congratulations in advance on being the first time grandfather.
Oh yeah, I appreciate
that's
it.
Right.
Look, y'all, boy, this is what you do, man. Get have Stevie to inbox me because I don't have on Instagram your number because I be back and forth down in Houston all the time because my daughter be having basketball tournaments down there and stuff, and my son have football games down there. So I just try to catch you whenever I'm down there.
It's done.
Well, for your listeners, yeah. This is my cousin, my first cousin. This is Charles Hobley. We go back like two Cadillacs with flat tires, you know. So, Charles, I'm glad you called in. You have to call back some other time for sure. We have another topic when we hear you again on the radio show, and we'll make sure Ryan gets your autographed card too. All right.
Inbox me his number, Stevie, so I can I can holler at him when I get down in that area because I'll be back and forth down there all the time.
Okay. All right. Tell everybody say hello. Love you, cuz.
All right. Now, let's do it.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, sir.
That's my cousin. Hey, he went way back, man. But a lot of things I forgot about. You know, you just move. You just move through life. God just puts you through life. You just go. You don't, you know, when you have to run that route, you run that pass route, you run that route. Run the route. You don't have time to be thinking. The more you think, and guess what's going to happen? Where the hell am I going to be at? On the ground. You got to catch the ball and run with it. So that's the way it is. Well, y'all, bro, what do you think about your – let me ask you a question. What are your priorities in life? Give me three. Give me three. What are your priorities in life? What are you talking about that?
Once again, we pretty much hit them on the button right there, man. Excuse me. Faith, the spirituality, family, you know what I mean? And really, really after that, everything else takes care of itself. My priority is myself, too. And sometimes people may look at that and, you know, I'm not even going to forecast how people may look at it. But the reason why I say myself, too, is because if I'm not taking care of myself, if I don't make myself a priority, then everything and everything after that is not a priority either. Because if you're not taking care of yourself, who else are you going to be able to take care of?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's not conceivably. Yeah, it's not conceivably possible. And you can
right.
you can give yourself, you can give of yourself, but if you're not taking care of yourself, you really can't take care of anyone else. And to all the listeners, I don't want Stevie to forgive me, but I want you to forgive me for being late halfway through the show. For the simple fact, earlier today I had two prior engagements that were fine.
mm-hmm.
But one in particular, you know, if you know anything about me, you know I love to help people and I love to uplift people. And it was a particular case, a particular young man I had to go speak to who had been going through
mm-hmm.
some things and
mm-hmm.
just give him new light on life, you know, give him new light on
mm-hmm.
life. And that, to me, once again, is priceless, like they, you know, like they say on the American Express commercials, that's priceless to me, because just like we talk on our podcast week in and week out, being able to help people helps, you know, helps yourself. So if you're out there listening, make sure that you continue to help others and give freely of yourself without expecting something in return
right.
all the time, okay?
Right.
And then, then there's a brother that I do consulting work with. He,
mm-hmm.
his wife, we did a veteran, women's veteran down here in Houston. Houston has the number one population of women veterans. And that was a statistic that I did not know today. So that enlightened me as well, because the guy who I work with and I consult for, he does alcoholic-infused cakes, cupcakes, everything. And we'll plug him. We'll get him plugged and put him out there. But actually it's called Bundt Cakeaholic, and I'll get all the information to send over to you.
Okay.
But nevertheless,
okay.
bottom line with him, I had to, like I said, I'm doing consulting work with him and getting him out as many places as possible. But long story short, his wife was a veteran, and I'm saying was because she just passed away last week, okay? And she's been fighting a long battle, lung transplant, heart transplant. She needed a triple bypass surgery, things of that nature. So she's been fighting it for some years. She was a true soldier, to say
mm-hmm.
the least. She was God's soldier, to say the least, because she always kept a smile on her face wherever we were at. He'd push her around in her wheelchair, but it kind of, you know, it kind of set in on me as well, because we always focus on positivity, okay? And
mm-hmm.
regardless of
mm-hmm.
how many deaths I went through and have gone through in my life, certain ones will still hit you for certain reasons. Because I seen this man cherish his wife, you know, took her around, didn't try to leave her at home or anything like that, wasn't embarrassed about her or anything of that nature. And it just puts everything into perspective, because, you know, he's from Chicago too, you know, come to find out we didn't know each other in Chicago, but we bumped into each other down here. And I'm saying all that to say, is continue to love one another versus the opposite. And if you continue to focus, or you continue to live your life on the opposite plane, opposite of love, then you have to reevaluate yourself, you know, because no one makes us do anything. No one forces us to do anything. We always have a choice. And that's just something. That's the last place where I came from. And I'm saying that to say that I want to get him out, you know, in as many places as possible, because, I mean, that's something he told me directly, too. And sometimes I forget that his wife passed just a little over a week ago because of his spirit, you know, and how he continues to keep moving along. We say, y'all brother said, keep me busy as possible, man. And I said, that's not a problem. You know, I said, because that will continue to make me focus on the things that I need to be focusing on by helping you, you know, and by seeing your beautiful God-sent attitude, you know what I mean, and appreciation for life. So that's something that I continue to have to tell myself on a daily basis, to live in gratitude, whatever the case may be, just like I was talking to the young man earlier today. Live in gratitude.
Right.
Be happy for the flip flops that you got on. You understand what I mean?
Right.
Be happy that your hair is growing. You know, be grateful for all things, even if you don't believe that they are positive, because if they're not positive, it's either how you're accepting the situation or how you're going about the situation. But one way or the other, It's a lesson learned. It's a life lesson. So therefore, take it, flip it around, or take it, throw it in the garbage. Either way it goes.
Right.
But do not let it continue to affect you and carry you in a certain way that you don't want to be carried.
And that's going to kind of go inside coincide with what we're going to talk about next topic. God said the same is that. Do you believe we have more than what we really need in life? And a lot of times, you know, we talk about, we do these topics, we kind of talking about ourselves, you know, and that, so
yeah, no doubt,
to let everybody know, it's not just talking about anybody specifically, but we're talking about what we're going through. So most of some of the things we're going through, they help others, and we know that you're going through the same thing too, and we're going to talk about that in next topic. Do you believe we have more than what we really need in life, you know, to live, I'm glad that you touched on that, and you know, I knew you was busy taking care of business, always in a positive way, but for your listeners, that's Ron Yarbrough, all true, all that, all pro, yours truly, Ron Yarbrough.
He is I am him. He is I. But Charles, man, let me call Charles back. Hurry up, give Charles my number. Hurry up, give Charles my number back.
I'm about to give Charles.
Let's get some of them good stories. Yeah,
man. Yeah. He went back, man. Running beside the train, a young boy down the track.
You know that family. You know that family
country,
right there.
Yeah,
you know that family.
Yeah. Dangerous country, running with rattlesnakes, everything. Squirrels, everything. Anything in the way. Hey, I forgot how country I was until he called me. He called it a show. Hey, thank God for New York, right? No, I'm tripping. But no, it was.
Hey, look.
Yeah, but for your listeners, that was Charles Holtley. Okay, you can find him through Facebook and Instagram, Charles Holtley. That's Holady, Charles. Follow him. He is. I tell you this, and we're gonna let Ryan close on some quick last comments. Charles is. He look at me, and the things he said. He is. He's true, loving to death, but he don't know this. I wish I could have lived a certain life like he lived. Than where he's at today. A lot of things I missed. I didn't prioritize. My priority was a little bit off track here and there. And even though I do, like Ryan and myself, we find ourselves doing things that we did because we had it like that. We was playing ball. We just had it. So that's what we did. But, you know, sometimes you say, so good to be true. No, it was true. That's what we did. And we didn't think anything about it. help people. But he don't know, and I guess he know now. I wish I could have then picked up some things, learned some lessons from him that I missed out. But Charles Holy, my cousin, Ryan, you got to send my autograph. I'm glad you called in. You want to send a thing, give me like 6 seconds. You want to close out, and then I'll say some last thoughts, and we'll get back on that topic next week about do you believe you have more than what you really need in life?
Absolutely. As I always do, I want to close with something to leave on your mind, not just throughout the week, but for right now, tonight, tomorrow, and the rest of the days until you hear us again. Love yourself first and foremost, because no one has power over you unless you let them have it. And I basically mean that no one can tell you that you are no good. No one can tell you that you are ugly. No one can tell you that you are out of shape. No one can tell you that you are not intelligent unless you feel that way about yourself. So what I stated earlier about taking care of self and making self a priority, make yourself a priority so you can continue to be your best person that you are put here to be, and continue to help people that need your help as well. So I want to leave you with, take care of yourself and make yourself a priority.
Ron Yarbrough, all pro. I catch you next week. I'm glad you was able to spend some time. I know you knew you was very, very busy, but I'm glad you caught the end of the show and said some powerful words as usual. Ron Yarbrough.
Talk to you later. Appreciate you, man. All right.
All right, man. Peace. All for Ron Yarbrough. For your listeners, that was an interesting show. I enjoyed it. I'll read you this quote by Greg McKeown, that's McKeown, Cowan. Hopefully I'm saying that right. He said, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. Okay? He said, if you don't prioritize your life, someone else will. And I like to say is that if it's not prioritized now, you still have time to do so. Let's keep God first in our life. And if you've been so selfish, reach back to your family and make sure they're running with you. If they run, don't want to run with you sometime, you got to drag them to get them on the right place. But hope you guys enjoyed the show. The next topic we're going to discuss, do you believe you have more than what you really need in life to live life? And again, I would say thanks again for tuning into the show. And I feel like I have so much to talk about, but time is running out. And until next week, you guys have a beautiful night, beautiful week. God bless. Good night.
In the park on a Saturday by the lake.